Republican Convention, Day 2 through the lens of African-American J.D. Stephen at First Africa Podcast. The paradigm shift. The political landscape of the United States has always been marked by a sharp dichotomy between the right and the left. The conservative right wing, represented predominantly by the Republican Party, champions traditional values, limited government intervention, and free market principles. In recent years, this ideology has found an audacious and controversial proponent in Donald J. Trump. His tenure as the 45th president and his subsequent re-election campaign have stirred intense debate and divided the nation. This article delves into the political ideology of right-wing conservatives, Trump's unconventional approach, the Republican Convention's religious undertones, and the implications of his policies on various social issues, particularly focusing on the African American community. The core of right-wing conservative ideology. Right-wing conservatives in the United States emphasize individual liberties, personal responsibility, and a free market economy. They advocate for lower taxes, reduced government spending, and deregulation to promote economic growth and entrepreneurship. Socially, they uphold traditional values, often drawing from Christian teachings, and prioritize the preservation of the nuclear family structure. Conservatives argue that a smaller government allows for greater personal freedom and economic efficiency. They believe that excessive regulation stifles innovation and entrepreneurship. The free market, according to conservatives, is the best mechanism for resource allocation and wealth creation. Policies favoring deregulation, tax cuts, and free trade are central to their economic strategy. Social conservatism underscores the importance of traditional family structures, religious values, and moral absolutes. Issues such as abortion, same-sex marriage, and gender identity are often viewed through a lens of religious and moral doctrine. The Trump phenomenon. A rascal posture. Donald Trump's rise to political prominence shattered the conventional mold of Republican politics. His brash, unfiltered rhetoric and unorthodox methods have earned him both fervent supporters and staunch detractors. Trump's appeal lies in his ability to channel the frustrations of many Americans who feel left behind by globalization and political elitism. Trump's populist rhetoric resonates with a significant segment of the population that feels disenfranchised by the political establishment. His promises to drain the swamp and put America first strike a chord with those disillusioned by career politicians. Trump's mastery of media, particularly social media, allows him to bypass traditional channels and communicate directly with his base. His provocative statements and tweets often dominate news cycles, keeping him at the center of public discourse. Trump's policy decisions, from aggressive immigration reforms to renegotiating trade deals, reflect his willingness to challenge the status quo. His administration's approach has often been marked by a willingness to disrupt established norms and protocols. The Republican Convention. Religious narrative. The Republican Party has long been intertwined with the religious right, a coalition of evangelical Christians and other religious conservatives. The convention often serves as a platform to reinforce this alliance, highlighting themes of faith, morality, and divine purpose. High-profile religious leaders frequently endorse Republican candidates, lending moral authority and mobilizing the evangelical vote. Trump's support from figures like Jerry Falwell Jr. and Franklin Graham underscores this dynamic. The convention speeches often frame political battles in moral terms, positioning the Republican Party as the defender of religious liberty and moral correctness. This narrative appeals to voters who view politics through a spiritual lens. Policies on issues such as abortion, same-sex marriage, and religious freedom are presented as extensions of religious convictions. The party's stance on these issues is often justified with references to biblical principles and divine will. Anti-abortion and anti-LGBT stances. Two of the most contentious social issues in American politics are abortion and LGBT rights. The Republican Party, driven by its conservative base, has adopted strong positions on both fronts. The party's anti-abortion stance is rooted in the belief that life begins at conception. Efforts to restrict abortion access, such as appointing conservative judges and enacting state-level restrictions, are central to the Republican agenda. Trump's administration saw significant moves in this direction, including the appointment of 3 Supreme Court justices who lean towards overturning Roe v. Wade. The party's opposition to same-sex marriage and certain LGBT rights is often framed as a defense of religious liberty and traditional family values. Policies such as the transgender military ban and support for religious freedom, laws that allow businesses to refuse services to LGBT individuals reflect this stance. Moral correctness and the vision of a Christian America. The vision of America as a Christian nation is a recurring theme in right-wing conservative rhetoric. This vision encompasses a return to what is perceived as the moral and religious foundations of the country. For many conservatives, Christianity is integral to American cultural identity. They argue that Christian values have shaped the nation's laws, institutions, and social norms. This vision influences policies on education, public displays of religion, and social welfare. For instance, there are calls to incorporate Christian teachings into school curricula and to protect public displays of religious symbols. Conservatives often see themselves as upholding moral standards in a society they believe is increasingly secular and morally permissive. This perspective drives their activism on issues like abortion, marriage, and family structure. Race disparity and Trump's policies. Race relations in the United States have been a focal point of Trump's presidency and his re-election campaign. His administration's approach to issues affecting African Americans has been highly controversial. One notable achievement was the passage of the First Step Act, which aimed to address sentencing disparities and improve rehabilitation for former inmates. This bipartisan effort was hailed as a significant step towards criminal justice reform. Trump often cites low unemployment rates among African Americans during his tenure as evidence of his administration's success. However, critics argue that these gains were part of a broader economic trend and question the long-term impact of his policies. Trump's rhetoric on race has been divisive. His responses to incidents of racial violence and his handling of protests have been criticized for lacking empathy and exacerbating tensions. His frequent use of dog whistle politics and his reluctance to unequivocally condemn white supremacist groups have further strained race relations. African Americans and the Trump presidency. The effectiveness of African Americans working within the Trump administration and their promotion of his policies has been a topic of debate. Trump appointed several African Americans to prominent positions, such as Ben Carson as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and Jerron Smith as Deputy Assistant to the President. Their roles were often highlighted to showcase diversity within the administration. These appointees played key roles in advocating for policies aimed at benefiting African Americans, such as opportunity zones and criminal justice reform. However, their impact has been scrutinized, with some arguing that these initiatives were more symbolic than substantive. The broader African American community has been divided in its reception of these efforts. While some appreciate the focus on economic empowerment and criminal justice reform, others remain skeptical of Trump's overall commitment to addressing systemic racism. Prospects of another 4 years of Trump. What would another 4 years of Trump mean for African Americans and the nation as a whole? This question is at the heart of the 2024 election debate. Proponents argue that Trump critics fear that another term would further entrench policies that undermine civil rights and social justice. The rollback of anti-discrimination protections and the appointment of conservative judges are seen as threats to progress on issues like voting rights and police reform. The divisive nature of Trump's rhetoric and his handling of racial issues are significant concerns. Another term could exacerbate social divisions and hinder efforts to achieve racial reconciliation and justice. Trump's presidency, vengeance or wealthy America? Is Trump's presidency driven by a desire for vengeance or a vision of a prosperous America? This question underscores the complex motivations behind his policies and actions. Trump's critics often portray him as vindictive, seeking retribution against perceived enemies and detractors. His frequent attacks on the media, political opponents, and even members of his own party fuel this narrative. Supporters argue that Trump's primary goal is to restore American greatness through economic prosperity and strong national defense. They view his aggressive stance on trade, immigration, and deregulation as means to achieve this end. Ultimately, Trump's legacy may be seen as a blend of both. His policies have undeniably reshaped the American political landscape, but the means by which he has pursued these goals have often been polarizing and contentious. The re-election of Donald Trump into the White House is a complex and multifaceted issue, reflecting the broader ideological battles within American society. The right-wing conservative ideology, with its emphasis on traditional values and limited government, finds a brash and unorthodox champion in Trump. His presidency has been marked by significant policy achievements and profound controversies, particularly in areas affecting African Americans and other marginalized communities. As the nation approaches another critical election, the stakes are high. The outcomes will not only determine the future of Trump's